Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And this is Ndimiyake Mokalielie.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions says many companies are unlikely to open after the festive holiday as the World Bank predicts a depressed 2015 economic outlook for the country.
Consensus decision that we are currently getting from the workers of the field is that we need to engage as well as carrying out demonstrations.
Deputy Environment Minister Simon Musanu dies.
We were shocked by the death of the Deputy Minister. He was a very hard-working man. We've worked with him, you know, since last year when he was appointed the Deputy Minister.
And the ZANU-PF Manicaland province has unanimously voted to expel former Secretary for Administration Didimus Mutasa with immediate effect for what it calls behavior inconsistent with the ruling party's principles.
The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, or ZCTU, says many companies are unlikely to open after the festive holiday as the World Bank predicts a depressed economic outlook for the country. ZCTU President George Ngiwane tells Studio 7 the situation is bad in the country as the ruling ZANU-PF party is concentrating on settling internal scores while the economy is declining at a fast pace. Nkiwane tells Studio 7 the Labour body is currently conducting consultations at district level in order to map the way forward as it fears that some companies will not open after the festive season, which ends today.
The state of the economy right now, to be honest, we don't even know where we are going and where we are coming from. The economy is continually regressing. Companies are closing. Retrenchments are being carried out. So there's no future for the working class right now.
And what is the government saying about this? Have you tried to engage them on what needs to be done to make sure that, you know, jobs are not lost as they are being done right now?
To be honest, which government we have to engage right now? Because ZANU-PF is fighting, each and every individual is fighting for to keep his or her position. The fight that is within our political parties right now. It doesn't show us who then are we going to engage. Because no one is prepared to listen to us right now as we speak. And we don't even have any minister that we can talk to because all of them fear to be leveled. And currently they're still fighting to be recognized by the fact that has taken over the land of power within the Zimbabwean government.
So what is your plan of action as, you know, the ZCTU, the umbrella body of all unions in this kind of situation?
When we went for the festive season holiday, we were consulting workers and we are yet to conclude those consultations.
What are you consulting on?
We are consulting on what to do in view of the prevailing situation, both economically and politically.
Is there any possibility of strike action?
Consensus decision that we are currently getting from the workers at the field is that we need to engage as well as carrying out demonstrations. I think we are left with about 4 or 5 districts where we have done consultations within all the regions, the provinces. So we are now going down to the district because this time around, we want whatever action we are going to embark on to be owned by each and every Zimbabwean.
That was ZCTU President George Ngiwane speaking with Studio 7 Sandra Nyaira.